llegó Black Friday a The Home Depot. O sea que ya es hora de dejar tu casa lista para todas las fiestas que se vienen. Hoy mismo puedes escoger entre nuestra gran variedad de arbolitos preiluminados por menos de $99. Y gracias a su sistema de conexión rápida y armado fácil, podrás pasar más tiempo disfrutando de la temporada. Encuentra todo lo que necesitas para llenar tu casa de espíritu navideño en la tienda o por internet. No te pierdas Black Friday en The Home Depot.
We're live, 103.9 FM, time for You Say, waiting on the big show. It's been a lot of incredible music live on the show all the way from 4 p.m. And it's time to check out exactly what's making rounds in town, on the streets, what have you. Dr. Shine is in the place, and today is the birthday of one of our ardent listeners, Monica AC Adupo. Is her birthday today. Yeah, having a good time.
Monica.
AC Adupo somewhere in the capital having a good time. Dr. Shine.
Mercury Quay. The father of all DJs.
We're in the building. What's popping?
You know, I get intel. I get some intel. Say, Africa's biggest DJ's event is cooking. I'm getting some intel.
Some intel. Right.
The biggest DJ's event in Africa. Sharing is caring.
You can smell it.
Sharing is caring. And we go share.
That's right. Talking about DJ, today is the one and only DJ Amachi's birthday.
Oh.
DJ Amachi. Yeah. You know, it's his big day today. Turn up birthday to you, DJ Amachi.
Yeah,
somewhere in the capital. And of course, today is Osei David.
Oh.
The celebrity's B. It's his birthday today.
Osei David,
you know. So
today they go there everywhere.
It's a big day, you know.
Should I get some beautiful, you know, ladies around him that he manages and all that?
Of course.
Beautiful and intelligent.
Yeah, if you saw him at last year's Guinness Ghana DJ Awards, he came through, you know, he represented the culture.
He represented. I say, big ups to you.
Birthday to you.
Mercury, we are live, you know, say, and we land. And so if we land like this, definitely you have to pack. If you are driving, pack. If you are driving, pack. If you are riding, you have to pack. And if, you know, you are a passenger, someone is riding you, I beg, tap the person, tell the person to stop and pack. We are live on Hits 103.9 FM. Get on Facebook, drop your name, drop your location, and share the feed. Drop your name, drop your location, and share the feed. This is Hits 103.9 FM. This is You Say Waiting. Yeah, live on the cruise control. Yeah, that's what it is. Join us live on Hits. You know, I say, production, no, we go get camera for production.
It's looking good. Bishop also Arnold Day.
Arnold.
Yeah. Yeah. Chilling.
Yeah, so let's get on Facebook. Drop your name, drop your location. Let's get into the roll call. We are live on Facebook. Yeah, share, make somebody see, say, no, the team arrive. Mercury, today, a lot of issues day on the radar. And so, you can't miss today. You can't miss today's show for anything. Get on Facebook. Let's get into the roll call. You know, the big man is about to do us the honors. Get on Facebook, drop your name, drop your location, and let's get into the roll call. But before then, Mercury.
Yeah.
A lot of things they go on today. So many things they go on. You know, today, Stone Boy was here. In fact, the artist of the year.
Yeah.
Was seated here few hours ago. The artist of the year was seated here. A lot of issues, so many revelations drop. Today we go have discussion. Don't forget to drop your name, drop your location. We are getting to the roll call. So register your name, register your hood live on Facebook.
Godwin DJ Senior says, good evening, turn up army CDs. I park at the Jubilee House entrance on the yellow lane waiting for clearance. And, yeah.
Yellow lane.
Yeah, you move. Just move. And Aaron BN says, all correct. Aaron BN is on duty already at Dental House in Down. Big shout out to the Turn Up Army. Guinness Ghana DJ Awards 2024. We can't wait. United by music. ECG, be careful. I no get light. Me too, I no get light.
Agree.
I no get light.
You know one issue now where they go on. Mm-hmm. Now people no get light. They no get water too. Kukumimle here.
Water and light.
Water and light.
What light?
What light?
Ghana. 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 Kobe Truth says, I'm Kobe. My flight is ready. But I did wait for clearance before I enter the plane. Pilot, they shout. But I did wait for clearance. Get in. You are cleared. Kobe Truth, we wish you a safe flight. And Aaron BN says, Aaron BN on duty at Dental House in Down. Shikome says, congratulations to DJ Speech on his nomination for the Ghana Music Awards USA. And Emmanuel Barnes says,
That's a big win.
My hands are in my fufu at the next kitchen. Lashi be eating and the show starts. What should I do? Now you're cleared. Nana Kofi Kiriku says, watching from 37 Goyle, we are leaving a Zoom, having a Zoom meeting. Mm-hmm. But out of the meeting, just to be cleared, you are cleared. Austin Oliver says, big up to you guys. Are always in tune. Good to know you're always in tune. And Agama I says, good evening, father of all DJs. I park for K-Win Laundry, and I won't take my tints. I beg, clear me, you are cleared. Papa Oswell, Buama Felix says, Merry Kwikwe, Dr. Shine. I told her to stop riding and park. Yeah. But is there still?
Yeah. Oh.
You need to listen. Yeah. You need to listen and slow down. Big shout out to Jonathan Palu, who says, it's loud and clear in Nungwa Cold Store. Jonathan Palu from Nungwa. Obiba Corando says, Universal Auto Care is in tune.
Universal
Auto Care. East Legon.
Oh.
What we car? They've got it all covered.
Universal.
Range Rover, everything. They've got it covered.
Straight.
You know, so big shout out to Corando. Lex McCarty, D Young Six says, listening inside off city. Yao Dixon says, Charlie Mercury, Adia Shaman, Tulaku, weigh some Kaute rope. They come, make you claim me. You are cleared. You are cleared. He said, Kaute rope, they come to. So, but he's waiting to be cleared. So you are cleared. You are cleared. This is an emergency clearance, you know. James Arthur says, I park on the motorway. Please clear me. Make her go. You are cleared. Kerry Otu says, how can Baumia be joking? Ghana, we are not serious. And Frank Shine says, greetings, Commander. And Okusie, no, Opie Kuva says, good evening, Turn Up General, Dr. Shine. I'm in a car going to Dodowa. The mate wants money, but I told him I'm waiting for clearance. But he doesn't understand. Kindly clear me, make I give him his money before he slaps me. You're cleared. Pay the mate. Mercy Neram says, tune in live inside Tema Community 25. Humble Soul says, we go again. You say waiting on cruise control. Cruise control to the world. Yeah. Right. So keep the messages coming. Kweku Dua Robert says, good evening, Dr. Shine. I park in front of Pram Pram Police Station. Mm. Yeah. That's right. Greet. Yeah. Say hi to the police. You know, man over there for us. And of course, congratulations to Abinash. Fashion Designer of the Year.
Oh.
Fashion Designer of the year. Yeah. And
Abinash.
That's Nash Clothing. And he's a proud member of the Turn Up Army.
Oh, for
you know,
for
he's
sure,
actually
sure.
put up some amazing outfit for me. Oh. And, you know, Abinash and Nash Clothing, the whole Asamankese. Mm. When you go to Asamankese, the biggest, the highest.
Nash Clothing.
So shout out to you, Abinash. Congratulations one more time. And of course, more grease to your elbow.
That's what it is. Mercury, today you see, say we assure people. In fact, we assure ourselves.
Yeah.
Say that was within the week.
Yeah.
Say Stone Boy will be reporting at the police station. And we are sure that definitely whatever go come out
yeah
from that appearance at the police station 103.9 FM cruise control, you say waiting, we will give you update on that.
So just as you said, you gave the assurance that Stonebwoy would be appearing this time, not on stage, but at the police station, and it's going to happen.
It happened,
right?
It happened. But the big question is, what be the outcome?
Right, Hit-Boy, you're cleared. Hit-Boy, you're cleared.
Mercury will go enter
right
today. Yeah, Stonebwoy, you know, made a big appearance at the police station. We go get into that, you know, story right here on the show. Stay behind. In fact, stay tuned. Stay tuned, then know what happened over there. We'll show you videos, pictures, audios, you know. Yeah, that's what it is. Now, you know, before appearing,
this production. yeah.
You see,
wait for me.
Before,
yeah, on that note, let me say, Bisha to Pocho.
Pocho. King Pocho.
Yeah.
Mercury, you yeah. see, Stonebwoy was here today, and he spoke about so many things in past, a lot of things where he spoke about today on the show. One of the issues, the questions where people have been asking about King Promise, and whether he congratulated Stonebwoy after the TGMA's awards. Yeah, that'd be one of the questions where people they ask. He congratulates and people see they see something. People see they no see. Today, Stonebwoy has been responding to that particular, you know, question where people they ask. And we go get into that. The answer, they bring different issues. Yeah, and so definitely we go discuss what was the answer. What be the issues where the answer they bring? We'll get into that. Mary Kwe, today the issue of a PhD and a death passport is on board again.
Again.
And still, Mary Kwe, the death passport they win.
What? Still?
They win hands down. Hands down.
I'm curious.
Mary, a video where we get the show is a Ghana's PhD. People they talk say Ekel.
PhD
in Ghana. Kill.
Hit 103.9 FM. Don't forget, you stand a chance to win 1,000 Ghana cedis. A big, massive shout outs to the one and only Ken Anson. Dr. Shine.
Oh.
I just wanted to see your reaction. You know, don't forget, you signed a chance to win 1,000 Ghana cedis live on the show today. It takes just your phone. Pick up your phone, dial *281#, select option 5 and play the big game. Of course, people are winning. You stand a chance to win. Some people think this is for a group of people.
No. It's everybody. For everybody.
It's for you. Right. So stay tuned in. 103.9 FM. You say waiting live on the big show. Stay.
For 15 years, Quick Credit has been your trusted partner in micro-lending, empowering lives, and making dreams a reality. Today, we're excited to announce a new age. Quick Credit is now Bills Microcredit. Still committed to serving Ghanaians and changing lives, Bills is here to show you that everything is possible. Join us as we embrace a brighter future. Bills, financing your needs.
Ghana Fui!
Franco,
SR the electrical appliances full from the just washing machines,
ancient woman, you
CCTV cameras,
any the all clear.
I be you know that. Seba mobile phones, this iPhones, Infinix, Nokia, Samsung, any the Akeka home, anyone says you see na.
Franco,
in our binya the papa, ne water phone say, Tim Franco air conditioners, every 1.5, adequacy 2.5 horsepower, Samsung Franco TV, every 32, adequacy 85 inches. Franco, SSO tabletop, double decker, any chest freezers, and changing a mahuadin kwa. She's a Franco, kwa bata be a benwo, name of head office, a wada. Abraka. One Roxy Cinema ne dien mre. Friend 0246-422-338. In a 055-5939-311. Franco! Electrical appliances papa. If he
Lankai, who has striven to build an empire in the world of men, loses everything. Everyone thinks she's gone for good. But Lankai is back, and she's filled with vengeance. Don't miss out on the epic return of Madam Season 2, showing Mondays to Fridays at 8 p.m. on Akwaaba Magic, DSTV Channel 150 and GoTV Channel 102. Akwaaba Magic, Ghana's most loved storyteller.
Introducing Pick 4 from GamePad Games, the easiest lottery to play and win. Pick 4 numbers from 0 to 9 up to 3 times a day to become one of our daily winners. More moolah, more power. Play online at www.gamepackgames.com or dial *946# to play. GamePad Games is regulated by the National Lottery Authority. Not for persons under 18. Play responsibly. Pick 4 from GamePad Games. More moolah, more power.
Hits 103.9 FM. In case you just turn on your radio, you're to the biggest show on the planet. The crew is controlled. My name is Mercury Quay. I am your host, and of course, I've got Dr. Shine in the place right now. He's bringing us all the happiness on the streets, all the happiness on social media, all encapsulated in about 40 minutes. Dr. Shine.
Mercury Quay.
Yeah, where were we?
Mercury, I'm going to get into this argument where, you know,
Bobby Rich. He needs clearance because he needs to take his medication. Bobby Rich, yeah, you're good. You're good to go. Yeah. Right.
Mercury, Moku will start from this angle. You know, the argument of PhD, Ghana's PhD, you know, acquiring a PhD to be called a doctor, then to acquire a passport for Netherlands, then get a Dutch passport or acquire a passport over there.
Right.
People, they talk, say, the passport be heavier than going to school for years to acquire, you know, a PhD.
Right.
Now, this argument, you know, say, Kofi Gasway, he started this whole argument on you know, social media after acquiring him passport. We start this argument, oh, see, the time I did Ghana, now I be this, I be that. Nothing did happen for me. But now, everything.
I think he even shared the photo in which he was in the hospital. Yes.
When he had a pneumonia.
Yeah.
37 hospital.
Right.
He said he was lying on the floor. In fact, in the picture, he was lying on the floor. Was being attended to. So he said that place, he'd be different. So all these things where he make it, he say, no, that place be heaven on earth. So, Mercury, back to back. People, they give to him. Oh, you are disrespecting us. You are disregarding the country that you are coming from, the country that gave birth to you. But people are still not, it's like people know they get what Kofi Gaps is trying to communicate. Now, people that they understand or they are trying to understand what Kofi Gaps they communicate, they show us videos to defend or explain further what Kofi Gaps they try talk say Ghana's PhD. If you go school, then go get PhD for Ghana here, then go get passport for, you know, Netherlands. Mercury, video, then audio, live, where the people they carry the show. Say, if you continue your argument, but listen to this and have a feel, watch this. This could be you. Mercury Quay, or be one woman where, you know, she's an accident victim. In fact, she was.
Wait. So you said to us that there is a video,
yeah,
which buttresses the point of Kofi Gabs.
Exactly, Mercury Quay.
Or goes in to the defense of Kofi Gabs. You have the video.
Bam.
So let's invite the people on Facebook to see the video. And after that... Okay. So, hits 103.9 FM. What is this video that Dr. Sign is making reference to? What is this video that's making people say, truly, truly,
truly,
passports over PhD? Let's check out this very emotional, very unfortunate, very disgusting video. Get on Facebook. Hits 103.9. This is sad.
Dear, dear, your pension into the make up could be more home. I am maybe a new few years, 40 to 45 years. And I, in the 9 million in a Yasin PUP. And I had into my Akatan home or that room. Now, by any one or more, I am my team home, Casano. And I'm which room we say. And then an answer any more home. No, we are in the room home, who say, I'm a lancer. And no fee a unibar by Sabia. And a baby, my men on ADC hormone. Only you need to come on within see a huge new moon and on within see a hormone and 3 days in ye. And to Abraham, my men war on almost only Nimino, almost and I'll be the Omoko unit to a notional. A Walkroni, Neda Cra, and I'm one of my two months, no, a new my men, and to move his a beer. I'm a baby in this for my bush of canoe. Or da ho ko pime ya enra ewe mu ho mu a nkofo echechem se wewu asa na ekopi o ampa ekodu ho mu no na wa hwere ne nkwa oda ho mu na bra adisie no ebo eyewiniba abaya re sabia no subo se omo eno ma be jama mi de si ho no ye nje mu sa ye ko eyewiniba trauma ene Dr. George Pra ekọ kasa ya no medical superintendent ewo eye hospital ondo se yes ampa Mamma, no, Bayer said Bosumi Nuni, and Omonia Quincia, Ewa, Ujubi, Equanosuna, Air Ambulanza, and Amquanos, SSO, Moody Bar, Air Uniba Homo. Now, one or Moka or the Hono, a Mubusa for a buy, a Momo Beshe, Air or Moka for Momuyi or Bimu de Koye. Now, Mammy, we a fit down more than a buyer. A Busani Bako crying here now, Jense, or Bay and Sabio or Ababestrano. And that's in the DDMU, the BBA, and the hospital. And so, actually, to know, I can see I know, yeah, I know, when you're Adam Yare, into a woman or kick him, or how can see an abba, a year, I have Sabiano. So, and the Coban is Anno, almost with the normal meal when you're sank. Come to me, as an air and wait to me, actually, if you quite no more dinner, Ako. Now, so Amo Yenisa, Mammy, no Hunto, and Tomo Yan say, Omova call a Kurumo Hawk, and answer that as a Mosabeka, a Mammy Busia for Abraham Gusu, a Yeno, na Quetri, Omonkasa Crown Mabre, and a doctor for now, Omo Share, a year, I have for no one, and a fray, a judge pray, a catcher, and say, Mammy, this depo, a year. I have for no more a man to hospital only 2 months. I'm not saying the bush are formed, but and I said, I'm coming to the car. No, Tiantimo, run or more homo. It almost won't be on bet me. I say, so also Jobina will free the air and they do because Jobina will bush for now. Moon Peter or Mbabe Shawono or Mbabe Fow. And no, some more could jam. I mean, I told a room homo, but you can see Mammy Ashen
Jacob Mabo. We see Winneba Government Hospital.
Yes, trauma. Dr. George Pra, Enumasem.
me, my dream, and Mamino, Chesse, yes, sir, you did. And you know, you had not quite acquainting feet. Kurutia said the bush and former fan uncle. Sisentra, Jacob may be, sir, say. Mamina Bush and Ibiam are hospital.
If you die on Monday, I will shall see and the bush and Ibiam by. And I want no more candle, one of Munya Quinjan, and Mugusa for Abba. I bet some way I read Edomoko. No, no, if you are Bra Munya Quinjan, the member say Kim, it was any Bia and by Pio Piomodashan and 9 million in IRSA, if he any two copy as low, if he down by any DD in the Bibiano, and the IRSA Biano. So, and almost all my bread is as a mamino. Sisi anu wenya ajumiare intino eya no okikem or Kikemupa, it's almost Omunim de Omobe, and I said, oh, my ministry, or to be one of three dia, or with an abo to be a good for Nova.
Mercury,
Dr. Shine,
in a PhD country, you see, according to this report, and let's say big ups to our people from, you know,
yeah, United. RTU,
yeah. Mercury, see, this is what it is. This country, you see, you say the doctor,
yeah,
according to the reporter, you say the doctor say no. The woman, if she did that, then she did shout. You see, apparently she's an accident victim. You get accident where they can't put down for the trauma hospital.
Mm.
Now, according to no family member can visit them before. They've not seen any relative or friend come to the hospital. So this woman be my family member. Nobody come there. So they too, they said they are tired because they are the ones feeding and, you know, doing everything for the woman. But they are tired. A hospital. He said they are tired, and so they have to drop the woman in this bush that you have seen live on Facebook. This be where they go drop the woman, and so that's where the woman.
My agree.
This is very sad. A country called Ghana, indeed. They commode the woman from hospital. Where if you can show the hospital, that be where she go get peace. They go put down for bush inside. Because they say she make noise, so they must move her out of the hospital. Now live on Facebook is the woman. You see, say she they sleep under some tree, by the roadside. So, and you know, the sad aspect is that after days of being there alone in the bush, the woman is dead. She's dead. So, you see, and this is bringing back that argument, that PhD and the passport argument. Because we've seen videos. We have seen videos. Yeah, live on Facebook is the woman. Yeah. Live on Facebook, that'd be the woman lying there. Mercury, we've seen videos of whites, if they some animal, they cross road, you go see how drivers go wedge, or even if the animal is lying in the middle of the road, it's either you go carry the animal cross the road, then you move. This be a country where someone is defending the passport. So people they talk say some of these things, they give people the ability, the strength to defend a passport over being a Ghanaian, over holding a PhD in Ghana. A sick, poor woman. They go drop him sick up. They say nobody, they can't visit him.
Very unfortunate.
Look at this.
So who spoke? The doctor.
The doctor, according to the reporter, he spoke to the doctor, and the doctor says they are tired of the woman sleeping there, and no one is coming. And
that's what the doctor is saying.
Yeah, they say the woman barks. They say she will be at the hospital barking.
No, let's forget about that. That's what the doctor,
Mekwikwi,
is saying.
Doctor.
So they resorted to getting rid of her.
Yeah.
And they did not care how.
Mm-mm.
They bundled her.
Bundle.
And just threw her away. Literally.
Yeah.
Bundled the woman and threw her away.
Away. That's what we are seeing live on Facebook.
At the mercy of animals, insects.
They don't care.
Rainfall,
they don't care.
Flooding,
oh, they don't care. Mekwikwi, they don't care.
This is inhumane.
Ah.
This is wicked. This is untoward. This is discombobulating.
Bam.
I'm totally flabbergasted.
You will be.
How? In Ghana.
A country called Ghana.
And you see, that's a sign.
Mercury.
The stories in some of these hospitals are this same thing, just in different clothing.
Yeah.
In different look.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Different clothing, different yes. look.
Different makeup.
Yeah. People are even saying, and this is making people suspect so many things. People are saying she might even be, you know, fortunate to be dropped somewhere. Others, they might be doing things that might be worse than what they are doing to this woman. But until we witness, until we see, before we go know, say things like this, they happen in this country. Things like this, they happen in this country. Why won't someone travel and be hailing another country's passport? And people with, you know, the doctorates are bashing this young man without understanding, trying to break down why he is choosing such a passport over a PhD that we are all vying for. We all the praise we go get. Send us your message 0548-841-039. 0548-841-039. People are, you know, calling on Ghana police to immediately arrest someone because someone supervised this job. The patient was under someone's care in the hospital.
Very negligent.
So whoever is behind Mary Kui, they say the Ghana police, the Ghana Medical Association. In fact, all the associations, they must come on board. Accident victim, Mary Kui. She be accident victim. I'm sad for this one. Accident. Who they drive them or who they join car and talk to me to the place here, I go get accident. Very unfortunate way happened to her. Then you go dump her.
In the name of she's screaming.
Can you imagine? We're there on radio. Mercury. So it go be. No, let's get on Facebook. Look at this video, Mercury. Live on Facebook.
I want to hear.
Super production, you know.
I want to read from our fans on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let your voice be heard.
Mercury, you see, when we say we provide evidence, live on Facebook, this go make the comparison, the everything clear. There is a video on Facebook that you must see. Hit 103.9 FM. A video on Facebook that you need to see right now. Hit right now. A video on Facebook that you must see. And after seeing this video, your mind towards this PhD, then this passport argument go change. That is if you are defending live on Facebook. Mercury, this not be so some PhD holder way in the cross. This not be PhD holder.
No, get on Facebook and see this. This is beautiful. See this for yourself. The other side of town.
The other side.
Yes. From the other side.
Yeah.
When they say, when people go to school to study healthcare. Mm. This is what they study for.
Exactly. Healthcare.
They don't go to school to study wickedness.
Mm-mm.
It is not part of the course.
Mm-mm. They care for you to be healthy. That's healthcare. This one, they go carry you, then go throw you for bush. They go carry you, go throw you for bush. Take off And so, hey.
You see, Dr. Shine,
hey.
This story looks like the worst thing that has happened because it's gained media attention. And it has been amplified by the media.
Of course.
But there are so many of these stories that are being swept under the carpet. Healthcare. That's a sign. The meaning of healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Efforts to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Restore.
Maintain.
Maintain. Restore. Or promote someone's physical.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, oh.
Physical.
Mental.
Mental is part.
Mental is part.
Maybe quick. No, what you? I say healthcare.
I decided to come back. For those who are practicing healthcare, who don't know why they went to school, I'm reiterating, if you've forgotten your notes.
Healthcare.
Healthcare. Efforts to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Restore.
Restore.
Or promote someone's physical, mental.
Mental.
Or emotional well-being.
Oh, it's beyond mental. It's beyond physical.
Emotional. This is what you went to school to study. The nurses in the health institutions. The nurses are the health institutions who see patients as nuisance, as burdens on you. You went to school. And you are at where you are.
Yeah.
And you are being paid because you are a candidate who stands to make efforts to maintain, restore, or promote physical, mental, or emotional well-being of your patients.
Exactly.
This is why you are employed.
Simple as that.
This is what you chose to do. I am here because I understand. And I know it is my duty to inform, to educate, and to entertain.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
Exactly. I never look down on anyone.
So let's educate. We're so educating them.
You went to school 2 years, or I don't know how many years, to study what you have studied. And you are misbehaving. Mm. You are fooling. Mm. A lot of nurses, a lot of doctors are fooling in this country. Yeah. You went to school to study how to maintain, restore, or promote people's physical, mental, or emotional well-being. Those unscrupulous nurses, irresponsible doctors, stop fooling.
Stop. Tell us your experience. Share your experience with us. A family member, a relative, a friend. Share experience with us.
Dr. Shine, some of these things, when people are narrating their ordeals, you feel that it is not close to you.
Yeah.
So you want to sit on the fence. But we're all sitting on tenterhooks.
Oh.
Till it gets close to you, till it's in your room, you think that these are stories. Let's join this campaign to make sure our nurses, our doctors perform their duties. This is why they find themselves in the places they find themselves.
Of course.
If this is not what you want to do, you have not been forced to do that work. You chose to do that work. I have not been forced to do this work. I chose to do it. I have the passion for it. And that is why I keep doing what I do. And I do it to the admiration of my listeners, of my viewers. We're here to make the world a better place. That is why we put smiles on the faces of people. This is why we inform people. This is why we educate people.
Look at how a cat is being pampered in the other side. Hey. Mercury, this week, we started on a very hot note.
Yeah.
We started this week on a very hot note. A lot of stories, you know, front, right, back, and center. You know, one issue where we started this week, we what Stoneboy suing Baba Sadiq, you know, entrepreneur and politician Baba Sadiq. Stone sue him. Take off some things where Stone say he writes or he writes on in X, in handle on X. Say, you know, there are things where if I not talk about him, a Stoneboy, they tarnish in brand, you know, they shoot well with him brand. So he sue Baba. Now, after Stone sued Baba, Baba too has reported Stoneboy to the police for, you know, allegedly threatening him. Say, you know, if in the meet one-on-one, it could be different level according to, you know, what we are hearing. He say, it threatened him. And Stoneboy this morning has cleared the air that he never threatened anybody and has been explaining what went on in that conversation. Let's listen to this particular convo with the man Andy Dusty.
they happened to me. You see, that's very, 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 very preposterous too. And I think these are the things that has led us where we are going. I actually saw an interview where he confirmed it, saying that it is my... I don't want to go into it too much, but the truth is going to be revealed anytime soon, properly. We disengaged because he went ahead to post the flyers where we're not supposed to be advertised. Internally, we're not supposed to be advertised for these events. We're not paid. It's not a paid event. Even if it was, we have our modus operandi where we needed, okay, these are charity shows that I've left Yankee and come and I really want to do. We have label situations going on that we have different ways. So these are charity shows, basically free shows. So the plan was not to be advertised. So why then did I do NEMA? Nobody saw any proper advertisement. So they were in contact. By the time they would even finish for me to hear it, Baba Sadiq has gone ahead to post a flyer. He even posted a wrong flyer because of, I think maybe, I don't know what his plans were, which is confirmed. We have screenshots by Cedric, who was really, he was disappointed at, why would his boss even do that? We have evidence to that. So that was what broke us and we couldn't go.
It be explanation. He give the explanation.